All right, guys, it's 7 o'clock.
I have to do it now. Now, easy now.
All right, call to order. Highlight Rural Fire District. Reminder to the public that meetings are being recorded. Is there any public comment on matters not in the agenda? Okay, seeing as none. Highlight consent agenda, approval of financial report, and approval of warrants and approval of October 18th and December 13th meeting synopsis.
Move to approve all.
Okay.
Second.
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes. All right, audit presentation. Morgan with Amatix. Amatix?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. I didn't realize it's kind of awkward to talk behind that. So, all right, I was here last year. Thank you for having me back. You've all had the audit and all the presentation. Okay, so this is our second year doing the audit, and the just big change this year was AZ did not prepare your financials and footnotes. We did that as part of the audit this year, so not problematic in any sense, but different from the prior year. We have a couple audit reports that go in there on letterhead and then a separate governance letter. The first audit report is our opinion on your financials, and it's clean, which is called unmodified, which is good. It's what you're looking for. It means that based on our audit procedures as presented here, we believe your financial statements are materially correct in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, which is the whole gist of the audit. That's what you're paying us to do. There is a second audit report in the back. It's the report on internal control and compliance. It's at the very end of the audit packet itself. It talks a lot about deficiencies in internal control, definitions, levels, etc. Then goes on to say that we do not have any deficiencies in internal control to identify for you or to report to you. Also a good thing. If we had anything during the course of our audit that we found, it would go there if there were any significant segregation of duties issues or anything like that. It talks about the fact that as an audit under government auditing standards, we're required to do some testing of compliance with laws and regulations. If we found any non-compliance, it would be reported there. We're reporting to you that we did not find any of that. So a lot of verbiage to say nothing. story of my life. So then the governance letter is the other. It's sort of a free-floating letter in there and talks about audit administration, management's responsibility for the financial statements, our responsibility for the audit. If we have disagreements in performing audit work, weren't allowed to see anything, any difficulties in doing our job, we'd report those there. We did not have any of those. There were a couple audit findings in the prior year that were noted in that letter. They don't rise to the level of like significant deficiency in the other scarier words. There were just recommendations last year, and both of those were resolved this year, implemented during fiscal year 22. So no current year recommendations included there either. Really just thank you, and thank you, Cheryl, and to your AZ team for getting everything timely, consistently, really responsive when questions come up or anything like that. So we appreciate the opportunity to work with you.
Awesome.
Mr. Vice Chair, I move a board have a high five.
That's very exciting.
Do we need to a decision to accept it, or what do you want?
Approve. Yeah.
Motion to approve it.
Okay.
The audit is presented.
Yeah. Motion to approve audit presentation as presented.
Second.
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes. Well, thank you for taking care of us and making sure that everything's clean and done correctly.
Thank you for having me do that. We appreciate it. I like working with you guys. We'll go submit it now because that wraps it up with the state, and then do it again next year.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yes, and just for an FYI, next year is the last year of their contract.
Yeah, we're not having that for air.
Yeah,
anywhere on the intermediate time horizon.
I'm not gonna acknowledge that. Sure. Go continue. Go ahead. Yeah, last year.
on the contract, so it's something that we'll have to address next year.
She's trying to coax me into filling out this candidacy declaration, so she's got to be at least 3-year planning horizon.
Yeah, I know. I heard you guys talking
about it. Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks, Cheryl and board, for getting all of our information, and we really appreciate it. You guys for that?
We need to recognize Cheryl for the work that goes into it, though.
Big
so
boy.
Move for a Cheryl high five.
A Cheryl high five. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Every day.
Discussion and decision, May 4th, 2023 trustee election. Walt and Pete are up for election, and so we need to do this resolution for a trustee election for those two positions. Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the resolution to hold a trustee election.
Second.
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
And just to let everybody know for the record that, and I think Cheryl said she's going to advertise it, but this, the candidacy positions, the declaration closes on the 6th of February. So if there is any interest out there.
And Pete has filed with the county that he will rerun the board.
Mine's conditional on Cheryl signing a contract for 3 years.
Item number 3, liability insurance renewal information.
I put this on the agenda. There's not a decision to be made, but just to point out the increase in the rate that's occurring, it's still below what they're seeing on average. Usually they're seeing about a 15% increase. Ours is around 13%, about $4,500 for the new year.
And again, we're still in a position where this is pretty much nearly the only game in town with regard to...
The only game that's going to be competitive,
right,
to what VFIS offers.
Right. Yeah, and so then it's just a vendor issue
for that
insurance carrier, and no issues with our vendor, right?
Right. Yep.
Somebody break something so we can test it.
Yeah, we haven't had to test the policy very much, so it's been pretty seamless.
And has that helped our rates at all in terms of our truck history?
Well, it's better than what it used to be. And we had a couple of rough years there with claims. And it's been now a number of years since we've submitted a claim. So I don't know. I don't know if we see much as far as our rates go, as far as adjusting for that. But I mean, there for a while, the rates we were submitting were putting us questionable for them being able to provide service to us. So we've solved that problem.
So we're up to date with all the new equipment and everything that we acquired over the last 12 months?
Yep, everything's in there. The new ambulance is in there. The only stuff, obviously the vehicles we haven't got yet that are in the capital plan are not included, and we'll put them in there once we get them.
Fire chief's report.
Or do we have to, right? Or yeah, we don't. Do we have to?
No decision.
No decision on that.
Yeah, it's just an auto renewal. Okay, fire chief's report. Sorry, it's kind of a long one. It's been a while. So, to no surprise, we set a record for call volume last year. End of the year with 673 incidents. Just a little over 40 above the year before. But I put in there the five-year average, or the five-year number. So if you look at 5 years ago, we were almost 200 calls per year above what we were doing in 2017. Roster is sitting at 43. Thought it might be helpful to kind of break it out as far as what that number actually means, so I kind of included the different ranks and numbers in there for you guys. Sourdough Station is still full with 8 residents. Cottonwood is still full with 4 residents. We do have 2 vacancies currently in the Ray House. Cameron Ash got a job with Billings Fire and moved to Billings. And Jake Schweitzer got a job with Livingston Fire and moved to Livingston. So 2 vacancies currently over there. We're just doing recruiting to see that we can get those filled back up. Day staffing is continuing. Number 7 I put in there to really bring up to everybody's kind of awareness that during the holiday season, this isn't a new problem. This has been going on for several years that we've been kind of coasting through. We just go through the holiday season very understaffed. And as predictable, given that nearly all of our membership is of college age, we just lose a lot of people during the holidays going home for the holidays. This year we plugged in some incentive programs with meal per diems to try to promote just more people staying in the area. Had marginal success with that. Still went through from Christmas to New Year's very, very light on people. So I think, you know, my job as fire chief, according to state law, is to ensure standard and adequate level of service. And I just call into question if we can truly say we have that during some times during the holidays. It's not unique for our department. Every volunteer department around here suffers from it. So I just put it in there to kind of make you guys aware of it. Again, it's not a new problem, but like to look at just what other options work with our membership of some potential ideas to think of how we can kind of address this problem going forward before it kind of bites us in the butt. Training's continuing as usual, twice a month command training, and then every Wednesday night multi-company training with fire and EMS. The fall recruit academy is done. All 6 recruits who started the academy have finished and are now responding to calls, and we'll swear them in tonight shortly. Captain Malone is rapidly preparing for the Spring 23 Academy. We're doing something new. We're going to run a paid advertisement on social media that we haven't done in the past to actually promote a little further. And then Captain Malone is going to be attending at least 2 recruitment events at MSU before that Spring Academy starts. Spring Academy is predicted to will start in March. I went up to Great Falls beginning of December for an ICS 300 course. I recently got back just a week or so ago from the Colorado Wildfire and Incident Command Academy. Colorado Springs was there for my S339 Division Group Supervisor course. Was a good training. It's always good to get out of town, see how things are done in different areas. We are going to get some help for the cost of that training through the Gallatin County DES is reimbursing part of that. There were some fires during the month of December. So we had a structure fire in the King Arthur Mobile Home Park. We obviously had our auto aid partners there. Assistant Chief Dahlhauser was the IC and went very well. That same day that we actually, I don't know, I'm sure it possibly has happened, we had 3 structure fires in the valley. The second one was to Bozeman, and then the third one was a commercial fire to Central Valley. November 27th, we helped Gateway with the commercial structure fire. December 16th, we helped Amsterdam with the residential structure fire. December 21st, we helped Gateway with the commercial structure fire. December 23rd, we had another fire on Meadowlark Drive in an outbuilding, which went very well, got auto aid help again. And then we assisted the city of Bozeman on December 31st with a commercial structure fire as well. Myself and Assistant Chief Dahlhauser are still active in the fire council. I'm still chairing the communication committee, and Assistant Chief Dahlhauser is still chairing the training committee. Ambulance transporting is up and running. It's been going very well. We know Pintler is receiving our PCRs and working on the billing, so we hope to see our first income coming in very soon. But to date, we aren't aware of any issues with transporting and billing services. Thankfully, 22 is, again, no firefighters' injuries. 23, all of our apparatus are in service. Colin has been doing a great job. We've had stuff kind of bounce in and out. Just foam leaks, EGR valve exhaust issues that he's been able to fix up on a couple of trucks. And that is what I have for you for the past 3 months.
Is there anything in particular that seems to be a common denominator in all these structure fires?
No, they're pretty random. You know, just the fact that they're a mixture of residential, commercial. I mean, like most structure fires, probably negligence of some sort by accident of improper use of electronic devices, candles, the usual.
Goats.
I wasn't aware of the goat one, but.
Our structure fire in Meadowlark was caused by goats.
Oh, I see.
Goats smoking.
Yeah. We had to provide first aid to goats on that fire. Never done that before.
JJ, I'll do him out and home.
JJ was looking out his bedroom window. That sucks. Look, there's my kid. He can help out. Good. Just a reminder, that really put the homeowner down. Taking a good couple lungfuls of that straw smoke.
Yeah.
That he's still feeling the effects of that. So it is bad shit.
Yep.
Heat lamp then with the goats or?
Yep. Coat kick to heat lamp. Knock it off. That's perch.
So on item 7, your staffing. So what types of ideas are you willing to discuss them yet or?
I don't necessarily want to discuss them yet. I'd rather, you know, as we go into preliminary budget, do some research and kind of planning of potential impacts of costs before we really start discussing ideas. But we were on a couple of calls with one person, and it's really difficult to really provide safe service for our people and to the public when we're that low on staffing.
But you feel as though you'll have something that we can kind of discuss during the preliminary budgeting process?
Yeah. I got a couple ideas of, you know, things, you know, incentives we can bolster and other ideas, I mean, going to as far as seasonal positions.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thanks.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Well, thank you. It's we had a little break. It was weird not being here for a couple months. So.
Well, I can only say that it's a good job of you guys and my staff that the issues are not there that we have to.
Yeah,
absolutely. Be on top of. Yeah, that's what it speaks to. Yeah, absolutely.
Any trustee activities? Building a new house. If you drive through our neighborhood, you'll see a new house being built.
On who?
Mm-hmm. We bulldozed our old one, and there's a new one going up.
Oh, on the same side.
Mm-hmm. Same one. Announcements. Next board meeting.
Twenty-first,
yep. That good with everybody?
Yeah.
Sure.
You gonna be up and around by then, Ken?
Yes.
If not, you'll call in?
No, I'll be somewhat ambulatory. I'll be a peg leg.
Ken's getting a new foot.
That's exciting.
Made out of wood?
No, it's an aluminum one.
Aluminum. Cool, so let's move into the executive session.
Well, welcome everybody who's coming in. This is our fall of 2022 recruit firefighter kind of swearing-in ceremony. We'll just start with some introductions. Trustees, do you guys want to introduce yourselves quick?
Sure, I'm Ken Biderman, I'm the secretary.
Jason Jarrett, just a board member. And I have the dog that's giving you all the sniff of the food. It's Kevin the Wonder Dog.
The official once a month firehouse dog.
I'm Justin Miller, vice chairman.
Walt Zydak, treasurer.
If you guys don't know who I am, my name is Brian. I am the fire chief of the Highlight Fire District. This is kind of our time to just give recognition and a thank you to these fine individuals here. We do have six. One could not be with us tonight because she is in EMT class this evening, so very important. But that's Alexi Ness, is the individual who is not here this evening. Why don't we start? You just state your name, where you're from, going to school, got a job, just skiing.
All right, I'll go first. John Burdock, Alton. I'm an apprentice electrician. I went to high school in Bozeman, originally from Colorado.
My name is Joe Alexander from Seattle, Washington, and I'm working construction right now.
My name is Will Watson from Lafayette, California, and just living life right now.
My name is Jake Krieger. I'm from Harbor Springs, Michigan, but originally from LA, and I'm in college.
My name is Blake Martin. From Fort Collins, Colorado. I just graduated, started my job.
Thank you, guys.
So these individuals have put in a great deal of work to get to the position that they're in. Our Firefighter Academy, which they've been involved in for the past 3 to 4 months, is an incredible amount of work. It includes up to 175 hours of training that they've all successfully completed, and our academy kind of runs in accordance with the State of Montana Firefighter One curriculum, which also follows the National Pro War curriculum, which means it's nationally recognized. And they've all gotten to this point, they've all passed that testing, and are now ready to serve the residents of this district. We'd like to say thank you to our trained Captain Mac Malone, who has overseen the past 3 or 4 months and really pulled this training off to get them to this point. So we have a swearing in oath that we'll go through quickly. So take a sheet of paper, it's pretty simple. If you guys would please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear to faithfully execute my duties as a firefighter for the Highlight Fire District.
I do solemnly swear to faithfully execute my duties as a firefighter for the Highlight Fire District.
To selflessly serve the citizens with respect, integrity, and excellence.
To selflessly serve citizens with respect, integrity, and excellence.
To support my fellow firefighters, our values, and show a continuous effort to improve our team.
To support my fellow firefighters, our values, and show a continuous effort to improve our team.
To uphold the mission of the Highlight Fire District, the Constitution of the United States of America, and the State of Montana.
To uphold the mission of the Highlight Fire District, the Constitution of the United States of America and the state of Montana.
Thank you. Montana State University Fire Services Training School Firefighter 1 curriculum, which includes 175 hours of training. I don't know if I put these in alphabetical order, but we have Joseph Alexander. There you are. So.
You guys, thank you so much. On behalf of the board, we really appreciate you guys stepping up and volunteering and welcome aboard and thank you for your service.
Yep, thanks.
All right.
Now you gotta take pictures. Or just eat cookies.
Justin, do you guys want to get the picture during the meeting too?
Yep.
We're on the website.
Board members, if you guys would like to see Ambulance 62 that we purchased is out in the bay, if you would like to go take a look at it.
Yeah. It's really nice. We saw it, yeah.
Cookie or an ambulance?
Maybe both. Maybe both. Maybe on the way.